The mics are back on. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Thank you very much. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. Check us out sometime if you want. And, if you know Mage and you know Radio Entrepreneurs, we love entrepreneurs. We love leaders. We love business leaders. And our next one, all the way from Springfield, Mass, Laura Mangini, litigation associate Alkman and D'Tusa. Correct?
Correct.
Had to say it slow, though. Okay, just to make sure I got it right. Tell us about, the firm and your litigation practice.
Sure. So, Alkman D'Tusa, it's about a medium-sized firm in Springfield. We now have 5 lawyers. When I started, it was just the 4 of us there. And we do primarily plaintiffs' work, all civil litigation. So, we represent plaintiffs as a result of injury cases. We do sexual assault victims against their perpetrators or institutional perpetrators. We do a little bit of criminal defense, and then we also have a separate part of our litigation that's called PIP litigation, where we represent medical providers against the insurance companies to make sure their bills are getting paid. So our defendants are the insurance companies.
That's a big business, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all kind of interconnected. So, the PIP litigation goes well with the motor vehicle tort litigation because that's part of the insurance that you get when you buy a car. It's called PIP insurance. It pays for all your medical bills, lost wages if you're in a car accident.
Right.
So those are kind of interconnected. And then we just started doing sexual assault, sexual abuse victims about maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
That's tough work emotionally, isn't it?
It is, but it's also the most rewarding because those are the clients that you feel like you're really doing something for, even if you can't get them a verdict, which doesn't ever replace what happened to them or make them better. But it also sometimes you give them a sense of closure, and it gives them a chance to go out and say, hey, I'm not going to take what you did to me. I'm going to tell the world, and I'm going to make it better myself. So
in a sense, even if you don't win, you always win because you bring it out into the public eye?
Yeah, at least on those types of cases, a lot of times it's more important for them just to feel like they had their day in court. A lot of times, what happened to them happened to them when they were younger. We've had cases with 5-year-olds where they were abused when they were 5 or under 10. And they didn't really have a say in anything. And it was their parents doing everything and, all the adults trying to do what they thought was right for the kids. And so now they've kind of taken control of their lives now that they're older. And they want to go back out and say, I've had my day in court. And so we try to give them that.
I've only touched that on a very distance level. Some clients that I've had that have experienced sexual abuse, and it's really, you can see the damage for life.
Yeah, it's really, it's horrifying, but it's also inspiring on the other end when you see how they're, again, getting themselves out of their situations and getting the help that they need. So
chicken and egg, did you just, get out of law school, pick the law firm, or you picked the law firm because of what their specialty was? the law firm picked you and put you in there, and then you got your head around it.
Yeah, pretty much. So I graduated law school back in 2012, which was right at the end of the recession. So when I graduated, there was still a lot of lawyers looking for jobs.
That was not a great time for attorneys.
It wasn't the worst time, but it definitely wasn't the best time.
Right.
So when I graduated, everyone was applying everywhere, and I happened to get in. And one of the things I liked about Alkman D'Tusa is that when I looked at them, they promoted themselves as an aggressive firm. So a firm that's going to do everything that they need to do for you to get you the best that you can get. They're litigators. We go into court all the time. We're not a law firm that just sits back and hopes that the case settles. If we need to go to court, we'll go to
court. You're not sort of just waiting it out.
Right,
And waiting for a settlement.
Exactly. We're going to push it
aggressively
forward.
Go after it.
Right. Aggressively, respectfully, but aggressively.
But you're hunters.
Yes. And I don't know. I think if you're certain types of lawyers, if you want to litigate, you got to kind of have that personality. So it's fun. Being in court is probably the best part of my job. So also the scariest, but the best.
I assume you spent some time earlier in your career going into court with others, watching others.
Right. So when I started, I was the only litigation associate on the bodily injury side. And the way my firm is divided up is Ryan Alkman of Alkman D'Tusa. He does all the pre-litigation stuff. So if he tries to settle a case before we file suit. If he can't settle it, then it kicks over to myself and Rob D'Tusa. And we handled all the litigation in the firm. So I basically shadowed Rob for my entire first year. I was on his coattails going to he would let me go to depots with him, depositions. I would go to arbitrations, mediations, any court hearings, trials. And even to today, I still second chair trials with him. We do it together. So I think it's a good combination.
Chris hasn't had his breakfast yet.
Okay.
The animals are growling in the cage. So you do all your cases out in Western Mass?
Not necessarily. I mean, we're primarily focused in Western Mass. We just actually opened an office out in Greenfield as well, which is even farther Western Mass, if you can imagine, farther than Springfield. But again, I live in Central Mass, so I'll take cases in Worcester because it's right down the street. Well, not down the street, but it's, you know, 20 minutes away from my house. A lot of the medical providers we represent are all across the state. So I'm going to Athol, District Court, Boston, you know, we'll go wherever.
Do you find, you know, I always hear stories from Boston attorneys about Worcester, and I hear from Worcester about Boston and Springfield. Do you find, you know, you have to sort of like change your coat a little bit wherever you go in Massachusetts?
A little bit.
Very regional and, you know, provincial in a lot of ways, the state.
Right. And it's hard because everyone in Boston, they don't, you know, they think Western Mass is Worcester. They don't even realize that Springfield
exists. That's central.
Exactly. but so Springfield is a pretty tight-knit community, the Hampden County Bar Association, Hampshire Bar. So you know everyone and you're always, you know, you see the same attorneys day in and day out and then you're going to functions together. So out in Springfield, we're very, very close-knit. It's very civil. You know, you can have a case with someone and you can argue your point and they know that you're just doing your job. Not always the same thing out in Boston. I think Boston's a little bit more, I don't want to say cutthroat, but there's definitely more lawyers out there. I don't want to say higher expectations, but, you know.
Well, because it's more relational in Springfield, that's what I hear you saying. Do you think sometimes cases get settled between the attorneys more easily in Springfield?
I would think so. I think it's easier, at least out in Springfield, to be able to have a conversation with the other side and say, you know, go back to the insurance company and tell them this, what's going on with, you know, why are you saying X, Y, and Z? You know that's not going to fly. But, you know, we do have relationships with attorneys in Boston, too. I don't want to say that we don't. Because, again, you see a lot of the same firms day in and day out. So
do you plan on staying out in Western Mass?
Yes. I would like to eventually open a Worcester office for Alec Mendituza and kind of run that office. That's kind of my long-term goal, just because, again, I live out in Central Mass.
So I assume you're doing a lot of networking.
Yes, yes, I'm trying to. That's been, you know, now that I've kind of gotten my feet under myself and I feel like a real lawyer now that I've been out for a couple of years and not, you know, baby lawyer, that's kind of my next big step is networking, trying to start to bring
business. Has that been an adjustment, like learning how to do trial law, learning how to network and sell?
Yes, well, and that's nothing that they don't teach you that at law school. There's no networking classes or anything like that whatsoever. And you know, personal injury, it's a little bit harder to network because so my bosses do a lot of advertising and they've been in Western Mass for at least 10 years. So it's not like I'm going to go out and start doing my own advertising commercials or anything like that. So it's harder, I think, for me to try to find ways to get out into the area and start networking, maybe a little bit harder than them.
We've been speaking with Laura Mangini, litigation associate. Laura, if someone was looking for you, how would they find you?
Sure, you can call us. It's 413-781-0000, so pretty easy. Or you could also email me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at alecmendituza.com, or you can just Google Alec Mendituza, and it'll pop up on Google.
And now that you're on the Radio Entrepreneurs list, you want to come back maybe after some, you know, really kind of interesting case and talk to us about a case?
Sure, I would love to. That's my favorite pastime.
Yeah, that's what
about
we
cases.
Well, that's what we prefer to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. We have couple interesting cases going on right now, so I'd love to come back.
Great, we'll do that, especially when we do one of our legal shows. That would be great.
I'm sad I missed it. You had initially asked me to come in June, but I had a trial.
No, so we're going to have you come to our next legal show. Perfect. We'll try to book that one right away.
Excellent.
We have
Thank
one
you.
Coming up quickly, so maybe we'll get you to drive in again.
Yeah, not a problem.
Before this summer, right now the summer traffic makes it a little lighter.
Yeah, I ended up taking the back roads today. There was a huge accident on the Pike, I think, so Waze took me all the back roads, but.
Well, again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Laura Mangini. We're going to take a break. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.